At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada analysis. For Isabella Ascendant and First House, Libra, Vishaka Nakshatra, Second Pada, Navamsha Taurus, First House, Natal Chart Expression, Outer Personality, Libra and Vishaka, Second Pada. With the Ascendant in Libra, Isabella projects grace, diplomacy, aesthetic refinement, and an innate desire for balance. She is often seen as socially attuned, collaborative, and justice-driven, but also capable of high idealism. Vishaka Nakshatra introduces a powerful duality of rulership, Jupiter and Venus, giving Isabella an intense inner drive, part spiritual, part sensual. The second pada of Vishaka, aligned to Capricorn Navamsha, lends seriousness, discipline, and perseverance to her otherwise airy Libra ascendant. This combination reveals a poised and well-mannered external demeanor that masks deep ambition and desire for meaningful impact. A slow-burning intensity, Isabella may appear accommodating, but she is internally structured and goal-oriented. An attraction to alliances with power and prestige, particularly those that support her long-term vision of legacy or mastery. Her personality balances harmony with control, often trying to elevate beauty through discipline. Navamsha chart evolution. Taurus in first house. In Navamsha D9, Isabella's ascendant shifts to Taurus, solidifying her soul's deeper journey into themes of stability, sensuality, patience, and value-based living. Where Libra seeks external validation, Taurus centers itself. This shows a movement from relational identity to self-worth identity, a karmic evolution where Isabella learns to ground her sense of beauty, charm, and desire for connection into tangible self-esteem and values. The shift reinforces traits of steadfast loyalty, sensual magnetism, and inner peace. Synthesis. Isabella's outer persona, Libra Vishaka Second Pada, expresses itself as a charming diplomat with a hidden reservoir of tenacity, particularly around leadership, prestige, and karmic partnership. But her inner evolution, Taurus Navamsha, calls her to stabilize her identity, embodying value-centered simplicity rather than relational dependence. She is meant to own her beauty, creativity, and capacity for impact, without needing approval. Core karmic message. Isabella is here to transform the desire for outer validation into an unshakable inner value system. Her evolution lies in expressing structured grace, remaining loyal to her principles, and allowing sensual serenity to replace performance anxiety. Summary, natal ascendant, Vishaka second pada, diplomatic yet driven, magnetic, measured ambition. Navamsha ascendant, Taurus, grounded, value-driven, self-contained strength. Karmic path, from beauty-seeking affirmation to beauty rooted in self-worth and timeless patience. Sun and Mercury, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra, Pada analysis for Isabella Sun, Libra, Vishaka Nakshatra, First Pada, Naveri 12th House Mercury, Libra, Chitra Nakshatra, Fourth Pada, Navamsha Scorpio, 7th House, Vishaka Nakshatra, First Pada, Aries Navamsha, 12th House. Natal role, ego and selfhood. The Sun in Vishaka First Pada gives Isabella a charismatic presence driven by both desire for recognition and righteous causes. This Pada is ruled by Aries in the Navamsha, imbuing her core personality with a trailblazing inner spirit, even though her outer persona appears diplomatic and composed. Karmic signature. Vishaka First Pada merges Jupiterian aspiration with Mars-like pioneering ambition. She desires personal impact and accomplishment, but the Libra Sun may hesitate for approval or alignment. The shift to 12th house Aries in Navamsha adds an introspective fire. A soul drawn to leadership behind the scenes, perhaps in isolated settings, spiritual retreats, or healing work. Inner self-expression must transcend ego and lead towards selfless service or spiritual courage. Mercury in Libra, Chitra Nakshatra, 4th Pada. Scorpio Navamsha, 7th House. Natal role, intellect and communication. Style, Chitra's 4th Pada in Mercury gives Isabella a highly aesthetic and architect-like intellect, refined through beauty, logic, and form. With Libra flavoring Mercury, she seeks balanced dialogue and harmonious articulation, but the Chitra edge introduces precision and power in design and expression. Karmic signature. Chitra 4th Pada shifts Mercury to Scorpio in Navamsha, placing it in the 7th house. The communication style deepens. What may appear as charming or graceful externally conceals a piercing analytical mind. She is drawn to transformative relationships, often engaging in dialogues that expose truth beneath surfaces. Strategic with language and interpersonal negotiation, Isabella's words carry hidden power, especially in one-on-one contexts. Combined interpretation, soul light and expression. Sun in Vishakha 1st Pada, Aries Navamsha 12th House. A leader in disguise, she hides her inner will to dominate or inspire, choosing subtle or spiritualized paths of assertion. There may be conflicts between ego fulfillment and the call to surrender. Mercury in Chitra 4th Pada, Scorpio Navamsha, 7th House. A tactical mind beneath a courteous smile. Isabella can negotiate or influence deeply in partnerships. There's a magnetic pull in communication, especially in emotionally charged or crisis-driven relationships. Core insight. Isabella's sun seeks power and recognition, but her soul craves quiet authenticity and inner mastery. Her Mercury wants intellectual refinement, yet it's forged in the fires of relational truth and transformation. These placements point to a woman who must balance visibility with inner solitude and who will build her legacy through the power of partnerships and ideas that go beneath the surface. Summary. Sun, Vishakha 1st Pada. Externally fair, internally fierce, must align ego with service. Mercury, Chitra 4th Pada, articulate but surgical in speech. Destined for intense partnerships. Karmic evolution. Speak the truth gracefully. Lead with fire, but in silence when needed. Venus, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Isabella Venus. Scorpio, Jeshta Nakshatra, 4th Pada Navamsha Pisces, 11th House. Venus in Scorpio, Jayashta Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Pisces Navamsha, 11th House. Natal role, love, values, and expression. Venus in Jayashta's 4th Pada in Scorpio gives Isabella magnetic emotional depth, sensual power, and a complex value system rooted in emotional protection and elite discernment. She expresses love with intensity, loyalty, and occasional secrecy. Her desires are often tied to control, transformation, or karmic entanglements in relationships. The 4th Pada of Jyeshta falls in Pisces Navamsha, pulling this intense Scorpio Venus into a spiritually exalted frequency in the Navamsha chart. Karmic signature. This Venus moves from Scorpio's guarded intensity to Pisces' transcendental love. It softens the suspicion of Jyeshta and opens a portal to idealistic, devotional, or artistic expression. In the 11th house of Navamsha, this suggests Isabella is karmically bound to form soulful alliances, often with those who inspire higher ideals or involve spiritual artistic networks. There is an inherent duality. She craves deep control and intimacy, but is also fated to evolve towards selfless, boundaryless love and friendship. She may attract or be attracted to powerful friends, partners, or mentors, yet must learn non-attachment and emotional fluidity. Soul level theme, from protective to poetic. The natal Venus speaks of someone who expresses love with intense caution and fierce loyalty. It may show past karmas tied to betrayal or deep secrets in love. The Navamsha Venus in Pisces points to her ultimate evolution towards spiritual compassion, creative freedom, and collective well-being. She may begin life equating love with control, but will flourish when she chooses surrender, imagination, and emotional generosity. Core insight, second house in natal, Scorpio Venus. Her voice, values, and style carry a hypnotic magnetism, yet may be guarded or trauma-informed. 11th house in Navamsha, Pisces Venus. Her spiritual gift lies in healing communities, artistic collectives, or being a muse or channel of beauty for the world. This is a karmic refinement of Venus, from shadowy entanglements to universal devotional love. Summary, natal Venus, Jeshta 4th Pada, fierce loyalty and guarded desire. Navamsha Venus, Pisces 11th house, creative, soulful, and transcendent expression in social karma. Karmic priority, embrace surrender over suspicion, merge depth with divine connection, and elevate intimacy into inspiration. Ketu, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra. Pada analysis for Isabella Ketu, Sagittarius, Purvashada Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Scorpio, 7th house. Ketu in Sagittarius, Purvashada Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Scorpio Navamsha, 7th house. Natal role, past life skill set, and subconscious drives. Ketu in Purvashada's 4th Pada in Sagittarius places Isabella's spiritual detachment and inner fire within the waters of Venus, Nakshatra ruler, and Moon, Pada ruler. It signifies a soul that has already mastered ideological expansion, truth propagation, and mental freedom in past lives. This Ketu is instinctively drawn toward righteous independence, but also karmically carries unfinished emotional purification linked to egoistic debates, philosophical dogma, or overconfidence in personal truths. The 4th Pada shifts this fire into a Scorpio Navamsha, bringing intense emotional depth and relational karmas into focus in the 7th house. Karmic blueprint. Ketu here suggests a repetition pattern from past lives, where Isabella might have distanced herself from others to follow a moral or ideological path, sacrificing emotional connection for truth or independence. In Scorpio Navamsha, the karmic residue demands emotional vulnerability, depth in one-on-one partnerships, and a transformation of past avoidance into present accountability in relationship contracts. The 7th house position in Navamsha makes this especially critical. Soul contracts in love, business, and collaboration will surface repeatedly until deep emotional accountability is mastered. Soul-level priority, from self-righteous independence to relational transformation. Natal Ketu suggests ease with spiritual, philosophical, or teaching roles, but an unconscious aversion to compromise, emotional interdependence, or co-creation. Scorpio in Navamsha pulls her into shared vulnerability, karmic intimacy, and merging through trust. The goal is to transform lone wolf tendencies into integrated relational depth, learning that surrender doesn't mean loss of self, but gain of sacred union. Taj, core insight. Third house natal, Sagittarius Ketu, past life comfort in intellectual battles, teaching, and independence, but avoidance of emotional sensitivity and collaboration. Seventh house Navamsha, Scorpio Ketu, deep karmic responsibility toward partnerships, where hidden fears of betrayal, abandonment, or control must be faced and healed. Relational evolution is non-optional. Her soul is now learning that evolution happens not just alone, but in courageous emotional entanglement. Summary. Natal Ketu, Purva Ashada, 4th Pada. Intellectual sovereignty, but guarded from emotional compromise. Navamsha Ketu, Scorpio, 7th house. Karmic relationships push Isabella into vulnerability, shadow work, and deep partnerships. Karmic priority, evolve from detachment and righteousness toward emotional intimacy, trust, and depth in partnership. Healing in this life comes not from being right, but from being real. Moon, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Isabella Moon, Aquarius Shatabisha Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 8th house. Moon in Aquarius, Shatabisha Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Sagittarius Navamsha, 8th house. Natal role, emotional processing and subconscious reactions. With Moon placed in Shatabisha's 1st Pada, Isabella carries a deep internal need for emotional independence, analytical problem solving, and detachment from chaotic feelings. Shatabisha is ruled by Rahu, and this nakshatra, especially in the 1st Pada, seeks solutions to collective dysfunction through detachment, innovation, and secrecy. Yet this placement in Aquarius makes her emotionally elusive. She is tuned to mental logic over emotional fluidity, often struggling to allow vulnerability or show emotional needs openly. Navamsha expression, soul's evolutionary agenda. Transitioning into the Sagittarius Navamsha, her emotional body begins to crave truth, higher meaning, and liberation from secrecy, but in a crisis-oriented, emotionally transformative setting, the 8th house. This moon doesn't express itself through soft emotional displays, but through philosophical, truth-seeking detachment, and often painful emotional awakenings. Karmic blueprint. The 5th house natal moon shows a strong intellectual creativity, but this is driven by a need for accuracy and rational distance, which can feel cold to others. Emotions are kept in reserve, and control over expression is high. but internally, Isabella may feel emotionally alienated or misunderstood. The shift to 8th house in Navamsha, Sagittarius, pulls her emotional body through transformations linked to betrayal, abandonment, or deep spiritual inquiry. Emotional security only emerges when she embraces emotional risk, moving beyond cerebral distance into raw emotional honesty. Priority, from emotional detachment, emotional truth. While she feels more secure in control, emotional stability in this life requires learning to break patterns of avoidance and dissolve old emotional frameworks. Sagittarius here introduces mystic longing and philosophical grief, emotions tied to purpose, existential themes, and loss of control. Core insight, natal moon, Shatabisha first pada in fifth house, highly analytical, emotionally private, values structure and love and creativity, but avoids emotional chaos. Navamsha moon, Sagittarius eighth house, evolution demands emotional vulnerability, shared truths, and spiritual grief work. She may face emotional shocks to awaken her to deeper meaning and resilience. Moon's karmic lesson, embrace emotional intensity and let go of the illusion of control. True peace comes from surrendering to emotional truth, not outsmarting it. Summary, Shatabisha moon, Aquarius, intellectual clarity masks emotional vulnerability. Feels safer in roles that allow detachment and diagnosis. Sagittarius Navamsha, 8th house, her emotional journey involves transformation, grief, surrender, and the pursuit of emotional spiritual alignment. Emotional priority, learn to feel deeply, even when it's messy. Let go of analysis as a defense and open to emotional truth as a path to liberation. Jupiter, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra, Pada analysis for Isabella Jupiter, Taurus, Rohini Nakshatra, second Pada, Navamsha Taurus, first house, eighth house, natal, first house Navamsha, natal Jupiter and Rohini, second Pada, eighth house, stabilizer of chaos, lover of control. Jupiter in Rohini brings an energy of expansive attachment to sensual stability, emotional loyalty, and aesthetic order. In the 8th house, however, this abundant-seeking nature is challenged by unpredictability, emotional upheaval, and shared karmic debts. Rohini's 2nd Pada seeks Venusian comfort, Taurus, and is deeply rooted in preserving beauty, love, and values. But here in the 8th house, Isabella is pushed to transcend attachment to form and confront emotional impermanence. Navamsha Taurus, first house, stabilizing the self through graceful grounding. This shift into Taurus Navamsha in the first house represents an evolutionary goal to establish emotional and spiritual resilience through embodied grounding, practical wisdom, and personal value alignment. There is a karmic refinement here. From the chaos of emotional mergers, eighth, to building her identity around values she can truly trust. From attachment to others, resources, to sovereignty over her emotional and spiritual wealth. Karmic blueprint, she must release the illusion of safety in control and beauty and instead build inner worth that doesn't need validation or material consistency. In past lives, there may have been abuse of financial or emotional power or extreme dependence on others' stability. Now, Jupiter's expansion must become internal, guided by inner peace rather than external luxury. Saturn, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Isabella Saturn. Taurus, Kritika Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Aquarius, 10th house, 8th house natal, 10th house Navamsha, natal Saturn and Kritika, 3rd Pada, 8th house, fire through steel discipline. Kritika is about cutting, purification, and truth enforcement, and Saturn here adds rigid endurance and karmic fortification. In the 3rd Pada, ruled by Venus and grounded in Taurus, this Saturn is focused on preserving status and control through unshakable values, but it's stationed in the deep transformational 8th house. This gives Isabella a heavy emotional body, prone to delayed processing of pain, and a fear of emotional vulnerability. It creates karmic inertia in allowing others in emotionally or sexually. Navamsha Aquarius, 10th house, public mastery through detachment and reform. Saturn matures into Aquarius, Navamsha in the 10th house, reflecting a soul directive to serve collective systems, technological or humanitarian structures, and leave a lasting societal impact through steady leadership. This Saturn is no longer about control over pain, but constructing frameworks that benefit others. The 8th to 10th transition is classic for those learning to convert personal suffering into public wisdom. Karmic blueprint. Past lives likely involve loss of autonomy or emotional trauma tied to betrayal or abandonment. This life calls for a rigid code of ethics and learning to serve a larger cause without losing her identity. Emotional boundaries must be tempered, not walled off. Professionalism is meant to liberate, not isolate. Dual priority insight, Jupiter plus Saturn combined. Both planets in Taurus in the 8th indicate intense karmic holdings around control, sensuality, and emotional safety. Their Navamsha outcomes, 1st house and 10th house, reveal the journey towards self-trust and public accountability. Isabella's evolution is built on internal grounding, Jupiter, and external integrity, Saturn. She must anchor her wisdom in stillness and her service in long-term dedication. Summary: Jupiter in Rohini, Taurus, Taurus Navamsha, 1st house, stabilize the self through inner beauty and integrity. Saturn in Kritika, Taurus, Aquarius Navamsha, 10th house, lead with a vision grounded in truth, not fear. Both urge Isabella to transform emotional volatility into dependable values and lasting contributions. Rahu, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra, Pada analysis for Isabella Rahu, Gemini, Punarvasu Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Taurus, 1st house, 9th house, Natal, 1st house Navamsha, Natal Rahu in Punarvasu, 2nd Pada, 9th house, the seeker of shifting truths. Rahu in Punarvasu Nakshatra represents a search for spiritual belonging, intellectual anchoring, and cyclical rediscovery. The 2nd Pada of Punarvasu falls in Gemini and is ruled by Mercury, giving Rahu a clever, communicative, and fragmented learning style. In the 9th house, this Rahu brings karmic curiosity into religion, philosophy, foreign cultures, and abstract frameworks, but it's restless and often cynical of dogma. Isabella is pushed to absorb knowledge from many contradictory sources, never quite trusting one authority, and often playing the devil's advocate in spiritual and philosophical debates. Navamsha Taurus, 1st house, stabilizing identity through tangible truth. In Navamsha, Rahu lands in Taurus in the 1st house, showing an evolution from theory to embodiment, from scattered beliefs to a grounded sense of self-worth. This transition signals a karmic mission to integrate learned wisdom into daily behavior, not just intellectual abstraction. Create an identity rooted in consistent values, not reactive exploration. Learn to trust the body and intuition as much as the mind. Hash karmic blueprint. In past lives, Isabella may have been a misguided preacher, manipulative teacher, or skeptical philosopher whose intellect divorced her from emotional truth. In this life, her soul's growth hinges on harmonizing knowledge with embodiment, bridging mental agility with material grounding. Rahu here is learning to live what she preaches and become the truth she seeks. Core insight: Rahu in Gemini, Punarvasu, in the 9th wants to decode the cosmos, but that journey becomes real only when translated into Taurus-like grounded presence. Her soul is migrating from knowing about the truth to being the truth. Navamsha Taurus Rahu in the 1st house pushes her to build a calm, steady, self-contained identity beyond the need for mental validation or belief-based belonging. Summary: Natal Rahu Gemini, 9th house, restless scholar, spiritual debater, truth searcher. Navamsha Rahu, Taurus, 1st house, embodiment of values, grounding wisdom into presence. Isabella's karmic integration lies in transforming mental questioning into personal certainty and living from her own truth compass rather than borrowed doctrines. Mars, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra, Pada analysis for Isabella Mars. Virgo Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Pisces, 11th house, house, 12th house, natal 11th house Navamsha. Natal Mars in Uttara Falguni, 4th Pada, 12th house, the inner warrior of ethical structure. Mars placed in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, especially in Virgo's 4th Pada, blends precision, service, and methodical power with a deep longing to align actions with higher principles. The 4th Pada of Uttara Falguni falls in the Pisces Navamsha, which makes this Mars subtly mystical, a quiet protector of universal order. Placed in the 12th house, this Mars reflects internalized anger, repressed drives, and sacrificial action. Isabella may often express her courage and initiative in invisible realms, through service, retreat, or behind-the-scenes roles. There may also be a karmic theme around martyrdom, overgiving, or spiritual battle. Navamsha Pisces, 11th house, karmic evolution into soul-aligned alliances. In the Navamsha chart, Mars shifts to Pisces in the 11th house, indicating a maturation of energy into collaborative visioning, spiritual networks, and idealistic goals. This shows that Isabella's martial qualities, courage, ambition, willpower, are meant to serve a collective mission, not individualistic glory. She is meant to become a protector of compassionate values and a selfless leader among those seeking healing, imagination, or spiritual progress. Karmic blueprint. In past lives, she may have been a quiet rebel, fighting for truth from isolation, or a spiritual warrior who carried burdens in silence. This life asks her to move from isolation, 12th house Mars, to alignment with soul tribes and creative collectives, 11th house Pisces Navamsha. Core insight. Natal Mars in Virgo, Uttara Falguni, wants to fix what's broken with logic and efficiency, but its placement in the 12th house reflects inner conflicts and unseen efforts. Navamsha Pisces suggests that true fulfillment arises when her energy is used for compassionate progress, not perfectionism. Mars here evolves from a hidden healer warrior to a spiritual motivator who gathers people around a cause infused with empathy and higher values. Summary: Natal Mars, Virgo, 12th house, perfectionist in private, spiritual fixer, subconscious battle strategist. Navamsha Mars, Pisces, 11th house, visionary team builder, spiritual activist, emotional liberator. Her dharmic movement is from the isolated fixer to the inspired unifier. Isabella's Mars demands that she fight not just for efficiency, but for meaningful, soulful causes that uplift communities.